So welcome.
Thanks for coming to Dharma Punks. And so find a comfortable seated position.
Consider yourselves as it were honorary monks and nuns for the next hour and change, which means you can relinquish everything that's going on in your life, your possessions, your jobs, all the dramas, the big and little events, the things we're working towards or running away from, everything that's going on in life. This is a sacred place, which means you have it's a place we go to put down all the stories that we live in and become present as to what's happening just right here and now. And generally, the reason we do this is because we find when we drop all the dramas and stories that so much of the stress that we carry around gets put down along with all the narratives. So, just for a little while, give yourself permission to put aside whatever stories you've been living in. And bring the energy that's in your body that you notice into your spine to keep you upright. And the rest of the body should be really relaxed. If at any point during the meditation you feel uncomfortable, there's any pain, don't move no matter what. No, I'm joking. Feel free to reposition yourself. Hopefully you'll do so in a quiet, mindful way so that you don't disturb your neighbors or yourself. You can keep whatever peace you've managed to cultivate. So try to move very quietly and very slowly if you ever need to. Of course, there are certain kinds of pains that are entirely psychological, which means they're the pains that are not there until suddenly we sit down in a comfortable position and try to meditate, and then suddenly we're terribly uncomfortable. Those are often emotional resistance towards relaxing and letting go. So you might want to try working with those first. Bring the spirit of patience and gentleness into your meditation, which means the mind will jump around. The mind will jump around. Everybody's mind jumps around. From the newest of practitioners to people who've been practicing for 30 years, I guarantee you. So work with your mind in whatever state it's in. If it's jumping around, or if you find it difficult to settle down, just notice what kinds of thoughts are pulling you away. Try to see what kinds of thoughts announce themselves as so important that you absolutely must think about them when you could be relaxing and finding inner peace. And when you do notice your mind jumping around to different subjects, feel good about that. Just gently put the thought down and bring your awareness back to the breath or whatever part of the body we're observing. Feel good about it when you notice your mind has wandered. Don't beat yourself up. That's never going to accomplish anything. But if you feel good about noticing when your mind is wandering and bring it back, that's the beginning of positive reflections. Sila Nusati. So, bring your awareness within, close your eyes, and when we close our eyes, think of it as more than just letting go of sight, which is important enough because sight takes up so much of our brain's processing power. So when we close our eyes, already we're giving the brain, we're allocating to the brain so much power to work on other stuff. But beyond letting go of sight, closing the eyes during meditation means we're setting a pact with ourselves to let go of all the dramas of the world, no matter how important they seem, just for a little while. We're going to put them aside. We're going to bring our awareness within. If you need a transitional object, you can either feel the sensations of the cushion, or you can listen to the sounds that are happening in the present. If you do listen to sounds, buses and car horns or buzzers or whatever, try not to add any additional commentary. No sounds right now are good or bad. They're just sounds that allow us to stay present. So in that sense, their sole focus and point is to be anchors to keep us in the present moment. So let the sounds begin to fade along with the world and bring your awareness even more within. So now we're just noticing the sensations that are occurring in the body, especially focused on the sense of movement, that's the breath, the energy of the muscles bringing in and expelling. And after all, it's the breath that keeps us alive, so it's a pretty important thing, generally something we take for granted. And yet the breath, beyond keeping us alive, is also capable of focusing the mind, relieving it of obsessions, bringing peace. And that's what we're going to practice working on right now. Before we do that, bring your awareness up into the crown of your head and notice the sensations there. And when you do this, try not to visualize what your head looks like from the outside. Just try to feel the sensations from the inside. And as we scan down through the body, the idea is to simply notice what sensations there are, reacquainting ourselves with how our bodies feel. And if there's any tension or areas that feel uncomfortable, just practice thinking thoughts along the lines of let go, be peaceful. Any thoughts that you can send to the area that feels uncomfortable to relax it. Now I'm going to name some of the areas that often develop stress, but if there's any other areas or regions of your body, bring your attention and work with those. So allowing the eyes to settle. If your mouth can easily without feeling forced, create a Mona Lisa-like smile, nothing too phony or theatrical, but just enough of a smile that lets the body know everything's okay. If it feels good, tucking the chin in to the neck, which extends the back of the neck, and releasing any tension at the base of the throat, any tightness or knots. The shoulders should be hanging as heavily as they can without creeping up towards the ears. And if it feels okay, slightly tucked back to open up the chest. Keeping the back energized so we don't slouch. Along with the shoulders, arms should be hanging as heavily as they can, falling into the lap or wherever you have your hands. The hands should not be in any rigid position. They should be in a position that feels very comfortable. Bring the awareness into the belly, which we're going to soften, which means allow it to expand as much as it comfortably can. Releasing any tendency to tuck in the belly. And then allowing the buttocks to completely release so that we just sink into the cushion, releasing any tightness in the hips and thighs. Continue scanning down first the left leg and then the right leg, making sure that you can feel different areas, all the way down to the toes and the soles of the feet. So take a last overview of the sensations right now of the body in terms of if there's anything uncomfortable or needs adjusting, if anything feels too tight, or anything you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable. Do that now. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and find an area in your body where it's very clear to you when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out, an area where the sensations of the breath are very apparent. And all we're going to do for a while is simply ask ourselves the question, what kind of breathing would feel really good? What kind of breathing would feel good to the body? What kind of breathing would feel relaxing or energizing or inspiring to the mind? If the mind is tired, what kind of breathing will bring it awareness? So keep working with the breath, finding a breath that feels really good, bringing your awareness again and again back to it. Being as creative as you can, counting breaths, thinking thoughts of in and out with each breath, anything that works to keep your awareness on the breath and using it as a tool to relax yourself. once you've got a way of breathing that feels good in the body, try to extend or spread out this feeling of ease in all directions. In other words, feeling the movements of the breath in as wide and expansive a way in the body. Try to experience the entire body as breathing or slightly moving with each breath. And we're doing this also so that we can not experience ourselves as just behind the eyes, which we so often do, but have our awareness actually inhabit the entire body so that the body feels expansive, and comfortable, and secure. So try to ride the breath sensations throughout the body. Try to make your body feel as safe, comfortable a refuge as you can. So there's a set of practices that make leaving a meditation as worthwhile an endeavor, as starting one. When you're at the end of a meditation, it's always good to reflect if there was any times that you felt more relaxed or peaceful, or the mind just was a little quieter than it normally is. And if you recall any stage where the mind felt good or relaxed, see if you can remember what you were focusing on or what you had let go of focusing on to bring about this peace. This is called working with karma, to seeing how the mind causes its own peace and its own stress. So begin to notice what you do that brings peace to your mind, so that at other points in your life you can again practice it. The second practice is to set an intention to, when the meditation is over, maintain some awareness of the breath and how your body feels, so that you just don't abandon your awareness of what's going on in your body and in your mind, that you just don't become externally focused entirely. Rather, think of returning from a meditation as rebalancing your mind. Awareness of what's going on around you, awareness of what's going on inside. And finally, you want to exit a meditation as slowly and gradually as you can. First, becoming aware of any sensations again of a cushion, the sounds from the street. As gradually as you can, let the mind begin to process sensations from the outside world. But again, do it as slowly as you can, so you don't throw away any peace that you've developed.